Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and currently gin drinker.
Whoa. And I'm Al John Go, content creator, podcaster, and I'm a lover of Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars. Good times, dynamite.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian. Oh my, this soup's delicious. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Today we're talking about the brand new, recently opened sushi joint over at the Japan Pavilion at Epcot. But if you haven't, be sure to go back and watch or listen to last week's episode.
Subscribe.
Featuring Park Hopper Sid, where she told us about her visit to Kappa at the Four Seasons. It was a really lovely show, and it made me very hungry.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
The steak pictures alone, and pork belly, the salads, like
the little dessert that looked like a coconut. If you haven't watched it or listened to it, I highly recommend.
Honestly,
if you've listened to it, still go back and
go back.
Pictures,
watch it.
Because the food pictures, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple different things, first of all, that our listeners should know about. If you subscribe to us on all the podcast feeds, and now if you're listening to us on a new app, because, you know, Stitcher had just, you know, gone by the wayside, you know, please subscribe, leave us those 5-star reviews, but also check us out on Spotify, because, and we post these podcasts on our social media feeds, just because it's a special video presentation of the show. We used to have a YouTube channel and all this other stuff, but we just found that we have so much more interaction with our listeners and our, through Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So, and, you know, iHeartRadio. So please just subscribe and check out the video feed exclusively on the Spotify app, which is a lot of fun, because then you get to see food pictures and you get to see our mugs talk about food and Disney all the time. So,
yes.
Awesome. And by the way,
yes,
you know, in all the years of us doing this show, we never start off by asking each other how our week's been.
We used to.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
It's been a long time, y'all.
I think it was before you.
Oh, before
you were.
Before I was a ghost member. I was a ghost host. Disembodied head in the back.
Before, when you were just the editor and nobody ever saw you or heard you or anything.
True.
It was just
true.
Bob and I.
Yeah.
How was your week, you guys?
it was it's good. It's really rainy and really hot.
Oh, it's not raining, but it's definitely hot here.
You know, speaking of the weather, hearts go out to Hawaii right now.
God.
I mean, the devastation's insane, and
yes,
the loss of life, but people are, you know, banding together to help everybody out. And so just, it's just amazing when you see those, the video footage of Mother Nature just running its course, and, you know, it's super sad, but, you know, humanity will prevail. So,
yeah, we are a food and travel show technically, but if you're going to travel, please don't do it to Maui right now.
Not right now.
Not now.
Save it. Yeah. I hope you have travel insurance if you do.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm hoping they can come back from all this, you know, that there's a way to, I mean,
it's so much
just burnt. I saw where they were showing like the before, like a, aerial views of before what the land looked like with homes and everything, and then the after, and it's just,
yeah, I mean, it's just an entire
heartbreaking. It's so sad because you have loss of human life, of animal life, and of
businesses and culture,
businesses and the landscaping and all of it. It's just sad.
Yeah.
I don't mean to just bring everybody down, but I mean, no, it's worth us talking about because we have listeners in Hawaii. So, you know, and a lot of us have maybe traveled there. So
I've been to Maui.
There you go.
It's pretty.
There you go. Coming up later on the show, too, we also have Kristen's travel deal. We've kind of moved that to the middle of the section of the show so that people can take advantage of all these great travel deals. But Kat, what are we talking about this week?
Today, we're going to talk about Shikisai Sushi Izakaya, the new dining location at the Japan Pavilion at Epcot.
That sounds like it could be a song.
Shikisai?
Yeah, like, no, all of it. Shikisai Sushi Izakaya. I said that wrong.
Izakaya.
Like, yeah.
It's got a good cadence to it.
Yeah, like, it sounds like something, I don't know. I feel like I need to make a kid's song to it.
Yes, do it.
Yeah.
It won't be very good, but I could do it.
I always think about it for us. I always think of Dancing with the Stars.
A few bars.
Exactly. Dancing with the Stars and Bruno. I can't do a Bruno accent. So I'm sorry. I can't do it.
I even have our daughter like making up songs because mommy does it.
Daddy does it too.
Not as much as mommy does.
Oh, mommy's around more often. Kat, you should see. It's like, we're going to potty. We're going to potty. Potty. You know,
I have more stuff to my songs.
You add more stuff. My songs are very simplistic.
They're verses. They have bridges. She knows how to write a hook, Al John.
I know.
I don't know about that. I know. He is the songwriter, but funny,
she writes all the good songs, but I want an independent music award in 2003. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, we are talking about food today. So why don't we get into the fact that we talked about this in May of this year, talking about this new place over at Epcot.
Yes, it actually opened earlier than expected.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Yes, it was surprising.
Nice. You know, tell us a little bit more about what's going on. Like, where exactly is it? And
okay, so it's a table service restaurant, mm-hmm. and it's a festive dining experience. And so it's has to do with the different seasons. So the menu kind of
changes seasonally. Yes, is that what you're going to say?
Trying to think of how. No, that's not what I'm trying to say either.
What are
it's late.
Like,
I'm
dear.
Tired. I had it, and then you said that and threw me off.
Well,
it
celebrates the different seasons.
Yes. So Shikisai in Japanese actually translates to four seasons. So when they're planning the menus for this place, it sounds like they're going to be really looking at the different festivals and times of the year, like from Tanzuku to celebrate Tanbata in July to moon dumplings in September. I'm sure there'll be a huge celebration for Japanese New Year come January, February time. So yeah, it's definitely seasonal for sure.
Yeah. I was trying to set that up for you. So just so you know.
But for her to be like, hey, I've got this. Everybody.
I was trying to, we're engaged in a conversation. I just wanted to kind of, you know, tee it up for you. But anyway, Kat to the rescue, employee of the month.
Here I am.
I'm never going to be the employee of the month.
No, you're just the owner operator. So
yeah, you can't, you're not the employee. I'm the employee. You own it.
You're
the
employee.
You own it.
You own it. Your
I
show.
Just work here.
I own you. No. sorry.
Give her an inch. She thinks she's a
minute in. We're already off the rails.
I know.
Yes. this opened unexpectedly. So unexpectedly that if you go to Disney's website and you click on the restaurant, it says opening soon.
Still?
Still, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Well, they have not corrected it in the one day it has been opened.
Well, it takes time to go through the layers of red, or, you know, red Mickey Mouse tape, I guess.
I mean, they haven't even written all this. Well, yes, they have. They've written it. Now that's so, scrolling
they've
down.
They've got the preview.
They've got a little bit. Festive flavors. Okay. This is Asian Japanese sushi. So that's where Disney classifies this restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we do have a menu to talk about.
Yes.
You mean they got no brisket sandwich?
I'll tell you that.
Today.
The pictures with all the sushi on it. Oh, I'm hungry for sushi now.
You know, this is the perils of doing this show.
Even after you eat.
I'm counting my calories, y'all. It's not helpful. Okay.
One, two, three.
The more I burn my calorie intake. Okay. So Shikisai Sushi Izakaya has this awesome lunch menu. Who wants to chit chat about it?
Yeah, let's do it. So it looks like the lunch and dinner menu are pretty much the same.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like they'll be serving all of these items all day, which is great because there's a lot to choose from. I'm not going to read the entirety of the nigiri list, but here's some highlights. Bluefin chutoro, bluefin tuna akami, bluefin otoro, all fresh from Japan.
Wow. And they come with the price tag. It's two,
yes, they
of
do.
Course, two pieces per order. But like that bluefin otoro at $26.
Yes. And that's the fattiest cut of bluefin tuna, for anyone wondering.
Yeah.
They'll also have some classics like salmon, shimasabe, which is mackerel, scallop, tamago, which is egg, ikura, which is salmon roe, unagi, which is eel, and nejitoro, which is green onion and minced tuna. Okay. So lots to choose from. And of course, since it is called Four Seasons, I'm sure these will change with the seasons, whatever's fresh, outside of course, the hydroponic farming over at the land. You can also get sashimi, which is without rice. You can get a tuna option or a salmon option, or you can get sashimi morawase, which means a selection of sashimi for two or for three, for one to two or for three to four. So it's a chirashi style platter of a bunch of different cuts of different fish.
Not cheap.
But one to two is $50. For three or four people is going to be $100.
Get ready, because there's an even bigger thing on this menu.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course they do their sushi combinations, matsu for three to four, take for one to two, both sashimi morawase for one to two again. But they also have, which I've been watching videos of this all week. Like, people have been going for the previews. They have a fune chef special for four to six. It's the sushi boat.
Uh-huh.
With sushi sashimi assortment for $300. And it comes with a parade.
Oh, it comes with a parade? Really?
They like ring a cowbell as they bring it out to you, which is a little concerning to me. But there's like a whole fanfare with it.
So this is not the first time I've experienced something like this, because when I used to work event CES show in Las Vegas, my friend and I would oftentimes have the fune at Caesar's Palace. They would do the same thing. They would ring a bell and then bring out this huge boat presentation, and we would split it down the middle. That was probably the most expensive, you know, dinner I would have in Las Vegas.
Oh yeah.
But it was awesome. And boy, did we eat the whole thing. Because it was, I'll tell you the story later. It was so good.
It looks, from the photos, it looks incredible. It comes with the whole fried fish, ikura, all the different cuts. And then you can also ask for vegan options, vegetarian options, if you're looking for those kinds of things. But that's for four to six. You can get hashi for two to four.
I think next time, Kat, the three of us, plus Sid and John,
split a fune.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm in 100%. I never say no to sushi. I had an allergic reaction to sushi yesterday and I'm still down.
Oh my.
Oh no.
What are you allergic to?
Oh, well, just because of the tempura flake. So it was my boss's birthday yesterday. This is totally off topic, but whatever. It was my boss's birthday yesterday. And she was like, we're going to do sushi buffet in the office. And I was like, great. Yeah, I'm starving. Let's do that. And like without thinking, I just like took stuff off plates because I was so exhausted and I was so busy and like crazed.
Oh, no.
And I ate my lunch. I like inhaled it. I went back to work. And within like 5 minutes, I was like, why am I itchy?
Oh.
And I looked at my coworker and I was like, do I look red? And she was like, well, you're kind of splotchy. And I was like, I'm going home.
Oh.
I was like, I'm an idiot and I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Oh Lord.
Oh no.
It was it could have been bad. It wasn't as bad as it could have been, but I was just like, what am I doing? Eating sushi from a communal plate like a dum-dum.
Well, at least here, and
yes.
Don't look like you've been stung by, you know,
a bunch of took bugs. Like 4 Benadryl. It was great. I was feeling good yesterday, let me tell you.
It was like no Nicolas Cage in a straw man.
yep, basically.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was fantastic. But yeah, we should definitely do that. And you know, they do also have the hashi for 2 to 4, which comes on a little bridge. So there's options.
I love it. I love the presentation. It's so fun.
It looks beautiful. If you're listening, we don't have the videos, but if you're listening and you want to see it, just go on Instagram and search for it, because the videos people are posting is like absolute parade float comes out and it's full of raw fish and it looks incredible.
This is not airport sushi, y'all. This is
gas station sushi. No.
No, this is elevated sushi as it should be. Jiro, dreams of Jiro and all that good stuff. You know,
when you're talking about sushi. Beautiful film.
Great film. And so yeah, Jiro Dreams of Sushi, this is such a great film, but
yeah,
this is the elevated sushi that you want.
Yeah,
at Epcot.
Aldo, do you want to tell us about the rest of the chef specials?
Well, sure. The thing about the chef specials is something for everybody. As Kat said, yes, you've got the bridge, you've got the boat, but also you have the Philadelphia roll, dragon roll. You've got the Ippon Nigiri, you've got the Nigi roll, the Tamaki sushi set, where you can create your own hand-rolled sushi with a variety of proteins and fillings, you know, which is all good. So, and then nice. If you're a big fan of, you know, the overflowing of sushi, the Kabori sushi, you've got the Nigi, Toro, tuna, salmon roe, green onion. I mean, that's just, you know, the greatest hits.
Mm-hmm.
All in one roll. So I'm a big fan of dragon roll. That is like my second favorite sushi, just because I'm a big fan of eel. I love barbecued freshwater eel.
Same.
So dragon roll is like 100% on my top sushi list. But you know, I think the create your own sushi, the Tamaki sushi set, is interesting because you get to create your own. And I love those type of experiences because you can, you know, if you're a sushi, I would say if you're a sushi veteran, go for it, because then you can mess with flavors that you are familiar with. But if you're a sushi novice, and you just want to experience sushi, you can, you know, the Golden Philadelphia roll is kind of like the entry level gateway sushi for everyone. Everyone's had Philadelphia roll before. It's fresh salmon, cream cheese, salmon roe, hot tempura battered. It's like easy, accessible, familiar flavors. So if you're not familiar with sushi but want to get that experience, and maybe you don't have good sushi joints around you, this would be a good way to kind of experience it. And it's only $20. So, you know, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money. You get that and maybe a seaweed salad and you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think a lot of people, we take for granted that everybody loves sushi because we all love sushi here on the show. But, you know, some people are just new to it.
That's true.
Great that they can give those experiences to people.
I know people that don't do sushi.
Yeah.
Unless it's a California roll.
Unless it's a California roll or Philadelphia roll, right? Those are like the two pedestrian rolls, right?
Well, no, California roll, because it's
not raw.
It's not, yeah, it's not raw. The raw fish for some people is just,
they don't do it.
No go.
Yeah. So, you know, but the hot tempura, like the golden Philadelphia roll is good. And this one in particular, this is the golden Philadelphia roll. So it is tempura battered. So, and I like that as well, just because of the texture. And I like tempura batter as well, because I'm a fatty. So that works for me. Sorry, just telling you the truth. Anyway, so how about, Kristen, you want to talk about the Donburi?
You know, I am not familiar with Donburi.
Well, Kat?
This is the first time I have seen Donburi. Oh.
Really?
Because the sushi places we've been to, like The Roll, Tamaki, sashimi, like all that stuff I've seen, but Donburi?
So Donburi is like over rice, like in a bowl style.
Gotcha.
So it's like a serving. So Kaizen Don in this case is a chef's choice of fish served over rice, which would be like salmon or mackerel. They do a spicy tuna don, which is sliced tuna over a bowl of rice. So it's going to be that delicious, warm, sticky sushi rice with all the delicious vinegar in it. And then either sliced or chopped tuna over that bowl. Traditionally, Donburi can sometimes have a raw egg yolk in it, which is how I like it.
Yes.
It's very good. And then also they have unagi, which Eljon and I both love, which is the freshwater eel, over tamagoyaki, which is egg omelet in this case, served over rice and then drizzled with a savory eel sauce. So it's like, it's like a bigger portion.
Yeah.
And that would be the one I order.
That's what you would do.
Same.
100%.
The Donburi.
Oh, 100%. See, you know, I mean, I guess it just depends on what you're in the mood for. But I think if the unagi don is like kind of like, I am super hungry. Like, I ain't playing, you know, I'm not playing, because the rolls, they're nice. You know, here's like 5-6 rolls. Yeah, the unagi don, yeah, that'll fill me up and I feel about it.
But see, I like when I go for sushi, being able to have a variety of things. So I may do something like the bluefin roll.
Right.
And then spicy tuna roll is always on,
of course,
on mine. But I like, let's put it this way. I start with my spicy tuna roll and then add on from there of what other things do I want to try?
Yeah. I would say in like a formal dining setting, like a Donburi would be your entree, and then like a roll or a sashimi or a nigiri would be like your starter.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So that's just in like if you're eating courses or whatever, but
yeah,
you could, you know, there's no rules. Sushi, there's no rules. Do whatever you want.
That's what's great.
You know, the good news,
I will say,
is if you have Donburi for your main course, you can always split a roll or two in a large party, you know, party two plus. And that's the thing about sushi, is that it's like the ultimate, you know, kind of small plate, because everyone can kind of pick and choose from this, you know, buffet of sushi. And I think that's the most fun.
Exactly. Well, and Izakaya in general is meant to be shared. So yeah, it's like bar food. It's like when you go and you are splitting, you know, spinach artichoke dip and wings and cheese sticks with your friends at the bar. But this is the Japanese version of that.
Yeah. And that they do. It's a really nice and well varied, I guess, appetizer offering. You want to talk appetizers, Kat?
No one is, Kristen, you talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Although I will say, before you talk starters,
you passed on the bowl. I say, okay.
Before you talk starters, though, I am going to say they have an Oshinko roll on this menu. And like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I have to go here. No one ever serves Oshinko. It's the yellow daikon radish, the yellow pickled daikon radish. Like, regular sushi restaurants do not serve that. And it's my favorite thing.
I've had pickled daikon, but I don't know if I've had the yellow pickled.
It's popular, more popular in Korean cuisine.
Okay.
They serve it as like a side dish sometimes with like fried chicken, but wow. I just love, there's like a there's a side dish that it's like the yellow radish, the yellow pickled radish with like gochujang and a bunch of other spices, and it's all like rolled together and just like served in a dish, and it's delicious. Banchan, it's the best banchan in my opinion. But anyways, talk about starters, because I could talk about sushi for the rest of my life.
So you've got some of your ones that you pretty much see on every menu: edamame, miso soup, things like that. But then there's some unique ones, like a Japanese potato salad.
Love it.
Which has crispy bacon, smoked daikon, and sweet red bean paste. Or you have a Japanese style fried chicken served with garlic, ginger, and lemon. So, and oh, fried batter filled with octopus, topped with spicy mayo and tokkatsu sauce. That sounds good.
Yeah. You have to be, I think you have to experience the octopus. It's different, just different. It's not like, I get it. For me, octopus is not calamari, y'all.
Same.
It's just different. And just from this Filipino cuisine, I can tell you that it's just, octopus is just different. And now I'll just move on.
See, I've had octopus and I don't have a problem with it.
And some people don't.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Some people don't. And I don't. But some people may.
Just, I guess, saying. It depends if you're getting the part with the tentacles or not.
Well, yeah, that's
the best part.
Getting.
But some places they serve it where you don't get the tentacles.
Yeah, or some people serve it live.
Yeah, I don't do live. I don't do anything live.
I won't.
Did you try it once?
I probably would. I haven't yet, but I probably would.
Have you?
Yes.
And?
It was weird.
No.
It was really weird. You know, my trip to Japan, so I spent a good week and a half there.
So when you were there, that's when you got to try it?
That's when I got to try it, because they were basically like our Japanese team and the president of Japan was of our company in Japan, I remind you, was like, let's see how far we can take Aljon. So of course they work hard, play hard. So we went, and of course I was having a lot of everything. And rolling with them, and they were like, oh, he's keeping up. Okay, let's try the octopus on a stick. I'm like, oh, okay, great. What they didn't tell me is that you could still feel the octopus. So down the throat, and when I did it, I was like, oh, this is an interesting sensation. And he goes, I'm standing ready, because if you choke on a tentacle, it tends to like stick in your throat. So wash it down with the alcohol. I'm like, oh, I got you. And I was like, okay, yeah, that is never something I want to do again. But it was a very interesting thing. And
I was afraid this was going to where you could feel it still moving in your stomach or something.
I didn't feel it go in my stomach, but I did feel it.
That's
going down my
where
throat.
I would have been like,
checked out, gotta go, gotta
yeah,
go.
Totally out.
Please.
Well, all I can tell you about this story.
I tap out.
All I can tell you about this story is it was little enough, but it was not something I'm going to try again. But this is not what you're going to be eating at this restaurant.
No,
I guarantee
you. No.
It'll be.
The American versions.
You know, done properly so that the animal doesn't, you know.
And a flaky pancake batter. It's fine. Everything's great.
Has this show turned for the worst?
Oh, no.
What you're going to get on this program?
No, because that's in.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
But that's authentic.
Oh, it's certainly authentic.
Yeah. Like, so you can compare, like, this has been Americanized, or this has been, you know, whatever.
I can tell you that luckily it happened during the dinner early on, because they were just pushing all the buttons, trying to see how far I would go. And of course I went toe to toe. I would not, no one can outdo me. And so I was determined. And when you do that with a bunch of Japanese business people, you know what I'm talking about. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Gung Ho, it's ready to go, Michael Keaton. And so you just roll.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Thank you, Kat. That was the best setup ever. I like when we talk films like this. Okay, moving on. You can send all the email about Raw Octopus to me if you'd like.
At Eldrongo.
At Disney.com. Okay.
Okay, so they have Izakaya classics as well. So some of these include fish tempura, which that's going to be your go-to, I think, for anybody who is a little more, is not an adventurous eater, less yes. adventurous. Yes. Mm. My mom, that's what I would go. Here you go, mom.
You like fried
because
shrimp.
She's not a sushi person.
No.
Sure.
Now, one thing they do have on here is an A5 Wagyu 4-ounce premium grade imported from Japan.
Yeah.
For $120.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Now, I think the salmon miso yaki sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, everything on this menu sounds amazing. Like, I would love to do a media event at this place.
I know, right?
For real.
I mean, come on.
Ooh, they have steamed clams in a sake-infused broth.
Yum.
Pan-fried dumplings filled with smoky A5 Japanese Wagyu beef.
Now that I'm down with that. I'm also down with the where was it here? The salmon misoyaki.
Yeah, what about it?
No, I'm down with it.
Oh, that's the one I said.
Yeah, you said that. I'm down with it.
Oh.
I'm disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think so. My mom has eaten twice at a hibachi place. I think she has not made it in like all the way through the menu. I think she may be allergic to miso. That's what I've narrowed it down to.
Well, isn't that a shame?
Interesting.
Yes, because she has had a reaction and had to actually leave twice.
Ooh.
Both times.
It's kind of.
That's rough.
Then she probably shouldn't even be close there.
So she has, like, but she wants to do, she wants to try to get it. And I said, I think next time, maybe you don't eat the salad and maybe you skip the miso soup.
Yes.
And I told her, I was like, I think it may be the miso paste.
Yes.
That you're totally having an issue with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She should just go with whatever.
She's not somebody with allergies. So that's why to her, it was like, I don't get what's going on here.
Well, then
that's fair.
Then the fried shrimp is up her alley. Then
there you go.
I don't think you can go wrong. She
I've told her, I'm like, you've got to do the scallops because I know she likes scallops.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
From the grill. Speaking of delicious food on the grill, we've got a beef yaki udon. Yeah. Which is a stir-fried udon noodles tossed with beef and vegetables. You also have a beef omu udon, which is folded into an omelet. It's got chicken. one of the things I have is a kushi assorted. So you get six of the signature skewers, two each of beef, chicken, and shrimp.
That would be me.
That sounds really good. They've got rice and noodle dishes. Kat, do you want to talk a little bit about the rice and noodle dishes?
Sure. So they have a couple that you can choose from. The Ishiyaki Sukiyaki rice, which is strips of beef in a hot stone bowl. Mix at your table with spinach, rice, and a sweet garlic sauce. That sounds delicious. You could get Kamo Udon, which is udon noodles topped with braised duck. They also have vegetable nabiyaki udon, which is hot pot style udon soup with mushroom, yuba, and spinach. That looks like it might be vegetarian. And then they also have mentaiko udon, which is creamy udon noodles topped with spicy cod roe, which is one of my favorite things, but I can't have udon noodles, so usually I get it with glass noodles, but creamy mentaiko is like delicious. It's so good.
You like the glass noodles. Those are pretty good.
Glass noodles is a great option. Yeah.
And then, of course, they have a kids menu. So you can get a tamaki sushi set, which is that create your own hand roll sushi with nori sheets. So you can put your sushi together and turn it into a little game, which I love. Or a kids bento, which is a balanced meal set with a variety of proteins and sides.
I could see that sushi set being a huge hit with kids because they can sit there and play with their food.
Exactly. Do you remember? I don't know if they still do it because I haven't been to the California Grill in, I would say, conservatively 10 years. But when I was a kid at the California Grill, the thing that we always got was the make your own candy sushi for dessert, where they would bring you like fruit roll ups and Swedish fish and Rice Krispie treats, and you'd like make the sushi out of the candy. And it was always such a hit, and every kid in the restaurant ordered it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they still do that, but when I, you know, back when dinosaurs had a paper route when I was a kid, they had it all the time and it was great. And we always were so entertained by it. And I think this is a great idea. It's so cute. And like, especially if your kids are not used to eating sushi, this is a great way to like make it fun for them and have them try something new. There's a bug on my computer.
Okay. And, like I could see with our kids who they try a wide variety of food. They tasted sushi when they were, actually, he couldn't eat food yet. He was still bottle fed. So, yeah, so she was little. She was maybe 18 months.
Yeah, she liked it.
Something like that.
Wow.
And she got to taste a little bit of it then. But I think both of them would really like being able to make their own food. And she would feel like she was like a big like mommy because she sees me cook in the kitchen all the time.
You know what? Yeah. Good idea. I think we ought to do that with our kids over the weekend.
Do a where they get to make their own something.
Yeah, I'll make Rice Krispie treats and put it out in sheets and then
them make their own pizzas.
Okay, whatever.
That too.
Well,
your own pizza and then make your own dessert. I love it.
Yes, we can totally
do that. So cute.
We'll show pictures. Dessert wise, they have some awesome stuff there. And some of my favorite, they've got the Ichigo Parfait, and it's got strawberry cheesecake and vanilla ice cream. So it's layered. It's really neat. The Mango Mousse Cake, self-explanatory. It's got a mango glaze too on it. Soft serve. And then they have this Yuzu Cheesecake, which has got a tangy citrus zest on it. Creamy. I like that idea. I'll try them all. Soft serve.
That yeah. Good.
Great for the kiddos. But if you want to venture out, definitely try the rest. So,
Kat, did you see what the first specialty drink is?
Yes, my favorite. Violet Yuzu Lemonade. Yuzu Lemonade and Blue Butterfly Pea Flower, which is apparently in everything now.
I know. And I've been trying to find like where to get it that doesn't cost a fortune.
2 weeks all 2 weeks in a row talking about the pea flower.
Hey man, it's popular.
We've been talking about that like a lot in the past month.
This is true.
No, it's like really popular right now. I think it's because of the whole like when you put lemon juice with blue pea flower, it turns purple. So everyone's like, oh, it's color changing.
Yeah.
And it's like cool to look at or whatever, but I love it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is on there, Kat?
This Garigari soda, which is soda with a Japanese popsicle inside of it. Sign me up.
Whoa.
That sounds fun.
Mm. Yeah. And then, of course, they have Ramune, which is a soda with a little marble that you pop into it to open it, which I love.
Yeah.
And then you've never had it?
No, I've seen it, but I've never had it.
Oh, you got to try it. It's good.
Okay.
It's sweet. It's sugary.
See, that's what I've heard, which is why I haven't tried it. I need to have somebody else get it and let me just take a sip of it.
Yeah.
I'm not a sugary drink person. Like I don't do sweet tea. I'm the unsweet tea drinker. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like Ramune. There's something about like the novelty of it that makes it good.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. So I'll take one for the team, Kristen. Okay. You got it.
Even if you don't do it here, you can do it at, they have it at the little store too. You can get a bunch of different flavors at the little store. You could also try the Okinawa Wave, which is blue curacao and Calpico flavored mocktail, the color of the Okinawan ocean. Or a Calpis Dragon, which is a pink ombre colored mocktail with dragon fruit and Calpico. And Calpico is like a carbonated yogurt drink that's popular in Japan.
I've had it. That's good.
Yeah. So these are really fun. I love that. But you guys are, I want to hear what everyone thinks about these mixed drinks.
I think our daughter would like the one with the dragon fruit because she likes the dragon fruit. Yeah, she likes the, yeah.
The refresher or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's a selection of beers, of course, a selection of sakes, and then there's a menu of specialty cocktails that I feel like we need to talk about.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So, of course, they brought the violet sake into here. Violet sake, one of the most popular drinks at Epcot. You can also get the Tokyo Sunset here, another popular drink in the Japanese pavilion. But they also have a sake sangria.
Oh.
Interesting.
A Mount Fuji, which is a sake cocktail with blue curacao and pineapple. A Summer's End, which is summery sake cocktail with strawberry sake, apple juice, and citrus juice. A Sochu Squeeze, which is fresh citrus with Sochu soda. Or a Tokyo Highball, which is Suntory Toki Whiskey, soda, and yuzu juice.
Yes,
I try that one.
You know what Suntory Whiskey makes me think of? Bill Murray's commercials for it in Lost in Translation.
Yes.
See that. Drink Suntory.
Yes.
And he like does the weird poses.
Yes.
If you're watching this, I'm really sorry. If you're not, though, don't.
No, you are totally watch them.
They're framed well.
No, they it's just so cute. But all of these sound really, really good.
I'm
like light, refreshing.
I'm really kind of over the moon with all of these great drinks, wines, cocktail menu. Like this is more than I expected this to be.
This is a big menu.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's actually a very big menu. I mean, I thought we would be talking about the menu maybe half this size or maybe even a third this size to really concentrate on things, but they've really expanded it out for every taste out there. So
I think under the sakis, I want to do the perfect snow. Mild, it says it's mild and creamy. Mm.
I like how they put the descriptors on there. That's good.
Ooh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Hana Awaka. That's my go-to. Because it's like juice.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like my booze to taste like juice.
Well, I was going to say, do you like warm sake or do you like cold sake?
I prefer cold.
And
I prefer it to have bubbles, if we're going to be honest, because I'm a child. But yeah.
Heard this before about you.
Yes. Yeah. This is not a secret. Not a secret at all. They also have the Chuhai on their menu, which I think is super cute. The like Sochu with the orange popsicle.
Yes.
Yeah.
So cute. I can't get over the popsicles. I'm sorry, you guys.
No.
I just told you I'm a child. This is proving it.
Well, no, good. But how often do you get a drink with a popsicle in it?
Like hardly ever.
I've never been where I got a drink with a popsicle in it.
Well, I mean, if you're a purist, you're going to be totally yelling at your podcast app right now.
Yeah, but there's lots of choices for y'all too.
There is a lot of choices. Oh, yeah. You know, personally, I'm a big fan of the plum sake myself.
Oh yeah.
And plum anything, plum wine, plum sake, I think is like the perfect way to finish off, you know, a sushi day or a sushi night if you will, just because I just love the plum sake and the plum wine. It's just a great compliment to all those Asian flavors, I think.
Agree.
Just, yeah, I mean, that's just me. You know, otherwise, you can just get the hot or cold sake if you want. Do whatever you want. It's your night.
The Otter Festival, light and fragrant. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
See, I'll do mine hot or cold. I don't really, I think it depends on the taste of the sake, whether I prefer it hot or cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of the point, right? Where like some of it is meant to be drink hot and some of it's meant to be drink cold.
But
you can even do a flight if you wanted.
Really could. I like a just a natural sweet sake, like hot for whatever
sure. reason,
you know. But if there's I don't know. It's a,
I like the sound, preference. The sound of the premium sake flight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Do you want to do the travel deal before we pick our favorites?
Oh my gosh. You know, I'm so used to not doing the travel deal in the middle of the show that I totally forget because I'm enthralled by this menu. But Kristen, it's that time. It's holiday time, travel time. And we have a deal primed and ready for you. And as you can tell, I'm vamping because I had
and
to
I'm
read.
Dancing. If you're watching it, if you aren't, I just told you, I'm dancing.
The holidays are soon approaching, so you can get an unforgettable deal with an unforgettable stay at Walt Disney World Resort. Kristen, tell us all about this deal.
If you are a Disney Plus subscriber, you can save up to 35% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels. The select dates include October 22nd through November 2nd and November 26th through December 25th. That's right, through Christmas Day.
Wow.
Yes. You can book that now and get great deals. If you are not a Disney Plus subscriber, you can still get a great deal. You just can't save 35%. You could save up to 30 if you're at a deluxe.
Oh, well, you know, the good thing is that, Kristen, you have some invaluable information. You've been to the parks a million times. Not joking. And you can save them time and money. Aggravation, especially around all these different systems that they have in place.
Oh, yes, the special procedures.
The special procedures that are in place. So where can people book their next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Universal, any cruise line, including Adventures by Disney and Disney Cruise Line? Where can they email and get them started down the path of saving money and having a great time?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
I love it.
Even if they want to go to Vero Beach.
Even if they want to go to Vero Beach. Yes. All right.
I don't know why that just popped into my head, Vero Beach.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I have not been.
Hilton Head.
Hilton Head.
Yes.
There you go. The
resorts out there.
Yes.
So many options. Okay. Pick something that you want to try off this menu besides the boat.
The boat.
The boat goes without saying.
Okay. How about the bridge?
The bridge.
Okay. Other than the main event.
Okay.
And the semi-main event.
Okay.
let's twist see. Your arm
I need to.
Bit.
I need to look at this. There's a lot of things.
While you think about it, I'll tell you that I need to try their dragon roll just because it's one of my favorite sushis. And like bread pudding and a good steak, a good dragon roll is one of the things I have to try, or chimichanga. Those are like my top things. I go, if I go to a sushi restaurant, best dragon roll. Bread pudding every anywhere. Best steak, I try to do that, or hamburger. And then, of course, you know, we got to, what else did I say? I was so enamored by what I just said last, I totally forgot my other one. But anyway, yes. Oh, chimichanga.
Chimichanga.
Oh, yes.
Chimichanga. Got to Deadpool style it. Anyway.
Well, I think the Tokyo Negi roll sounds really good. I mean, it does have jalapeno on it, so how wrong can you go? I do want to do the Tamaki sushi set for adults. I just think it would be fun to get to play with your food. Mm-hmm. How often do you get to make your own sushi? I mean, I don't. I feel like I need a sushi class in order to do that.
Chef Morimoto.
I would love to try the Japanese potato salad. Sounds like a twisted version of German potato salad. I mean, you got the crispy bacon in there. So, let's see what else. The grilled Wagyu gyoza three piece. Yes.
Yeah. I'm down.
Tomato garden salad. I want to try. And the tomato ocean salad. I want to try.
They both sound good. Yeah.
Yeah, one has mushroom with truffle oil, and the other one has crab and shrimp with a tangy tosaki sauce. I don't know. There's so many good things. Alchon, what do you want to try?
No, like I said, you know, I mean, the dragon roll would be one. I would like to try the Karaji chicken because I like the fried chicken aspect of it, and to be honest, I haven't had Japanese fried chicken in a long, long, long time. It's a good time coming, a long time coming for me. And of course, I think the unagi don, you know, because I'm down with the eel. And I would want to try one of their signature cocktails as well. So I'd have to look at maybe doing the Toki highball, you know, or the Mount Fuji. That sounds good. You know, a good sake cocktail with blue curacao and pineapple. I mean, that's just for me refreshing.
I'm doing a sake flight.
But sake flight, you know, I don't think you can go wrong. I honestly think you can do no wrong on anything in this menu. And I'm sure it's prepared with a lot of love and a lot of care. The prices also dictate that, you know, for what you're doing, what you're getting. And to be honest, these are not outrageous prices for the sushi either. I did kind of take a step back because of the boat, but then again, it's a huge boat.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, you really,
well, you're talking 4 to 6 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will. Yeah. And you know, by the time it's all said and done, I mean, that you could have done that easily with
$50 a person.
Yeah, you could have easily done that with several plates of sushi, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, you know? $50, three sushis, and you're past that.
Yep.
Yep.
Plus, you get it served on a boat and a cowbell, so, and everybody
in a parade.
In a parade, yeah. Everybody wants more cowbell.
It's the truth.
How about you, Kat?
Like I said, I love Oshinko roll, so I would want to, like, honestly, if money was no object, I'd want to try every single one of these tamakis. Umeshiso is one of my favorites. Kapamaki, Oshinko, Tekamaki. Yes, please, one of each. I'd love to see how their eel is, either their appetizer or the unagi don. And then I love Kuribata. I love kushi skewers.
Yes.
So I think I'd want to try them. Not the chicken one, because I don't eat chicken, but definitely like the beef and the shrimp and the seasonal vegetable. There's this spot right outside of downtown Disney called Susuru. They have two locations. And they are an izakaya-style restaurant, but they do incredible skewers, and it's one of my favorite things. I just think it's like so easy to... It makes, we always talk about this, and I'm going to get on my soapbox, but like, we use food as a way to have a communal experience, right? And like, this izakaya style is the best way to do that, because you just get the plate put in front of you and everyone picks and chooses what they want. And the kushi is a great way for that, because skewers, you just reach and you pick off what you want, you put it back, you share, you try, you pass. And I think it's great. The ishiyaki sukiyaki rice sounds delicious and would be fun to share, because I think a sizzling stone rice bowl is like when that comes to the table, I feel like that like the whole atmosphere changes.
Yes.
You know, it's like when fajitas walk past you in a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
The sizzling rice bowl comes out and everyone's like, ooh, what is that? That's what I want.
Because you have more than just sight and smell. Sight and smell. You have sound too. Oh, yeah. And so it's like,
yes. I love that. I love that. I
think if only you could taste it at the same time that it was all going on.
Oh, it's a good thing it's smelly. It's smelly. It's a good thing that it smells. Oh, that's still just strange.
It's a good thing there's a great aroma.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can smell it. But smelly, no. It's it has a great aroma. Even that sounds
smelly
weird.
Cat.
Smelly
cat. Yes. Smelly cat. But I think this menu looks incredible. Also, like, if I'm going to do this, we're getting a popsicle cocktail. It's happening. It's already done. I've already ordered it. It's waiting for me.
Yes. All right.
But yeah, you know, and I think this is going to be really successful. Not just because it's at the Japan Pavilion at Epcot. Everyone's like, this is what they're there for, right? But there's not really any other like major sushi offerings in park. Mm-hmm. Besides Takumite, which is like a super high price point. So putting this in, and I'm not going to say anything bad about Tokyo Dining, but I'm really glad they redid it because Tokyo Dining was fine, but
it's better.
This sounds better. And like, if I'm at Disney World and you tell me something's fine, I'm not going. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Great. We'll do something else. Mm-hmm. This sounds great. I want to try it. I want to watch the videos of people trying it, you know?
They're going through elevating the experiences.
Exactly.
At Epcot, which is overdue for a lot of places.
The Japanese savory pancake filled with bacon. Mm. That sounds good too.
Yes.
Okonomiyaki.
Yes.
Ugh. I wish I could have that. I always watch people make that on Instagram and I'm like, I wish I could have that.
It's really good.
Got like cabbage and noodles and stuff in it.
I need to watch. I need to watch a video of that.
I'm addicted to like watching street food prep.
Oh my god!
The one with the guy that has a cat, and his cat sits there.
Well, that's not street. It's not street food, but
no. But what's that guy?
Taki something, and he's got his cats that he makes sushi dishes for, which is amazing.
They sit there perfectly.
Perfectly, they're like. I've never seen cats so well behaved.
Oh my gosh.
But he and his wife do a lot of DIY stuff. And anyway.
I'm obsessed. But yes, I love that it's Four Seasons. I think playing into the seasonal aspect of Epcot with all those festivals, it's going to be a nut house there.
Mm-hmm.
So make a reservation.
I love it.
Yes.
Hey, another show. In the can.
That is true.
Ain't it great?
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. You are the reason we do this show, so please support us by sharing and giving us a 5-star review. And speaking of support, if you enjoy what we do, consider supporting us on Spotify, or you can shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, and Kingdom Stroller. You can find them on diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below. Al John,
yes.
Where can they find all of us?
You can find me at Al John Go on Instagram. And you can also find Kat. Kat, she's got an awesome Instagram. The gram is at catastrophe at CAT_ASTROPHE. On Instagram. And also,
spelling is fun. Podcast.
Yes, I can read and spell this week. You can check out her podcast, Eat the Pictures, a bite-sized podcast about food, film, and fun everywhere. Podcasts can be heard. And also check me out, as I said, on Instagram and our sister show. My co-host is former Disney creative and world-renowned author Dave Bossert. Happy birthday, Dave.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Dave Bossert. And also, regular guest on this show, Skull Rock Podcast. We talk about Disney and pop culture, specifically a lot of the gold, I guess the Disney Renaissance era We just got done celebrating the 30th anniversary of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and who was on the show but Don Hahn. So you can check that out. And Max Howard too, the former head of the Disney Studios in the UK and head of Warner Brothers Studios. We all talked about Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and it was awesome.
Who did frame Roger Rabbit?
Question's still out there. So anyway, check out that show. And as far as Dining at Disney goes, you can check out diningatdisney.com. And you can follow us on all the grams and books and the tube and all that social media mumbo jumbo. So please feel free if you so choose.
That seems like a lot more work than just saying it.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to say it. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. And of course, for all of your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free. She'll send you to Vero Beach. What are you waiting for? Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Yeah.